Yankee Choir. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Let us bow. Almighty God, whose love is beyond understanding, whose mercy is beyond comprehension, we lift up our hearts to you. May we hear the word you have prepared for those inclined to listen. This is our prayer. Amen. I don't read well, I never have. I have dyslexia. It takes me forever to read something, and I seldom remember what I read. It stresses me out because I can't do it, so I don't enjoy reading. I have a Nook reader, but all I have on there is games and emails and useless apps. I do have one book, but I've never finished reading it. I'm not as smart as those people who can quote from a book or an article they've read. I can't memorize things. I can't remember scriptures I've read hundreds of times. I can't quote the books of the Bible, the chapters and the verses. I can't remember benedictions and prayers and familiar Bible passages. I can watch a movie I've seen before and as if I'm watching it for the first time. Sometimes I'll be watching and suddenly something seems familiar and I realize I've seen this movie before. I get so stressed out about not being able to do what I think I should be doing. It's like I don't measure up to other ministers. They're gifted in a way I can never be. Who am I, anyway? Who am I to be standing here before you this morning preaching a sermon? I'm no more qualified than any of you listening to me this morning. But the one who commands me to stand here is qualified and helps me to stand. I don't need to be anxious. I don't need to be anything but obedient. After all, I have no message of my own to preach. I preach the word of the true vine. Jesus reminds us in John 15, I am the vine, the true vine. And you are the branches. You don't have to work hard trying to be good at anything. Just stay connected to me and you will bear good fruit. It's that simple. I don't even know how to produce fruit. And I can look at you and see your accomplishments, but you don't know how to produce fruit any more than I do. We're branches. And branches don't say, I'm going to produce some fruit. Because God is the groomsman. God will water us and prune us and make us bear fruit. All I have to do is stay connected to the true vine. Christ says, abide in me. I know what I'm doing. You can't mess this up. I chose you and the kind of fruit you should practice and produce. If you abide in me, you will bear fruit. I promise you will. Satan will come along and distract you from producing the fruit you've been groomed to be. Satan's going to try to get you separated from the true vine. He knows what the Lord is up to. Satan knows that if you abide in the Lord, something remarkable is going to happen. But we don't need to give in to Satan's temptation. After all, Satan didn't even produce the tree or the fruit he convinced Adam and Eve to eat. Some people can tell you all day long about God because they practice their speeches for so long. They aren't interested in a real personal relationship with the God because their speeches are sufficient. Even when believers say, look what the Lord has done through me, it's still pride that they believe that we're impressed with them at all. We certainly aren't bragging to bring God the glory. Comparing ourselves with others can make stressed out branches. We'll never match up to someone else. But it's not a competition. We argue about the dumbest things. And sometimes we don't even know what we're talking about. We read something on a book or see it on the internet. And we get so arrogant when we pretend we're something that we're not. Over time, if we keep it up, we will bear less and less good fruit. We squirm around and get ourselves all hot and bothered when we teach a class or deliver a message. Calm down. You're delivering God's fruit. People will hear what God wants them to hear. Our task is to study to show ourselves approved. The Holy Spirit will lead us to know what to study. And the Spirit will guarantee that the outcome will be to God's glory. We live in a time where we want to attach ourselves to a church or to a leader, but that's not safe and it's not healthy. Churches die when the congregation is connected only to the leader. A member will say, I've given my time to the church and thousands of dollars and more sweat than you can even imagine. And now the church is changing. It's not what it was. I want my old church back. The church isn't ours. The church is God's venue. Our God is a jealous God who will not tolerate other gods, even the most spirit-filled church leader. The Lord will never relinquish his right to be God. In God's vineyard, we come to realize that God is in control. God is in charge and we are not. We cannot find our purpose without realizing our place. A woman had just finished her grocery shopping and she returned to her car only to find four men sitting inside. Because of the increase in the crime rate in her area, she had prepared herself for such a time like this. She dropped her shopping bags, drew a handgun from her purse, and screamed, I have a gun, and I know how to use it. Get out of my car. The men didn't wait for a second command. Doors flew open, bodies were flying. The four men ran like crazy from this gun-toting woman. She kept an eye out for the men who had tried to steal her car, but they didn't return. So she put the gun back in her purse and gathered up her groceries. The men had gotten away so fast, they left the car door open. She put her groceries on the back seat, got out her keys, and slid in behind the steering wheel. Her hands were trembling so much that no matter how much she tried, she simply could not get her key to turn the ignition. It took her a moment to figure out that she was in the wrong car. She had pulled a gun on a man and his passengers and stolen his car. She quickly transferred her groceries to her own car and then drove to the police station to turn herself in. The desk sergeant to whom she told the story nearly fell off his chair laughing. He pointed to the other end of the counter where four very frightened men were reporting a carjacking. After she made a full apology, no charges were filed. Be sure you know in which vineyard you belong. We all tend to be control freaks. We feel better when we're in control. But it gets to be so stressful when we carry the weight of being in control. I have good news. We don't have to carry the weight of being in control. We just need to be branches. Our only job is to bear the fruit of the vineyard dresser. Have you ever seen a stressed out grape or a branch that can't decide whether it should produce oranges or bananas? Can you imagine a frustrated blueberry upset because it's not a blackberry? This is absurd. Let the vine dresser direct our path so we won't be confused. Right. Simply bear fruit and enjoy the process. Right. In the Lord's vineyard, the branch doesn't tell the vine what to do because the vineyard belongs to the Lord. That's and right. He will make the gardening decisions. Yeah. He will do the pruning. He'll call the shots because that's his right. God will not ask you to bear a certain kind of fruit without equipping you to bear that fruit. There's no doubt that when the Lord is purging and purifying our lives, it can be very painful. However, left to our own devices, plants and trees will grow randomly in every direction. So will little children. Children tend to walk off and get lost. They don't always pay attention to where they're going. They bump into things and they sometimes fall. They'll pick up something very rare and special to an adult. They'll play with it and drop it and break it because they don't know the value of things. Children have to be pointed in the right direction or they'll be all over the place. And so will the Lord's branches. It is the Lord that helps us focus our attention and channel our energies in meaningful and healthy ways. God prunes us by saying no to our bad behavior while reinforcing and rewarding our good behavior. We pout. We throw temper tantrums. But God is a stern God, and God expects our best. Pruning is necessary for proper growth, and it only gets more painful as we grow older and have more life experiences. God will snatch us back from danger. What's the alternative? Have us walk out into a busy street and get run over? Yes, God's pruning is painful. We don't always get what we want. Things don't always work out as we plan. Yet through it all, we are stronger and more resilient. Ironically, we find that our strength is as much a product of our failures as our successes. It's often the pain and not the pleasures of life that prove what we're made of. But beware. Bearing fruit is risky business. It will reveal who you are, who you depend on, and what you value. If you rely on your own righteousness and self-sufficiency instead of abiding in the power of the vine, you will be exposed as a hypocrite. It will show others that the Lord is not the source of your strength. Our vine dresser expects you to bear fruits of righteousness to the glory of the Lord. One of the challenges of modern life is that we're more connected than ever. We get our news and information and entertainment online. We have increasingly more friends on Facebook. We're LinkedIn all over the place. And yet we actually see and talk to very few friends personally. We become socially isolated and lonely. We're drowning in connectedness, but starving for real relationships. Yeah. Some people are dependent on their cell phones. They constantly check their text, email, voicemail. You can reach them anytime because they sleep with their phones in the bed beside them. Cell phones do indeed keep us connected. I wouldn't be able to call anybody except my brother in Alabama, my home phone, and this church. Those are the only three numbers I know by heart. But I don't have to remember phone numbers because they're all in my cell phone. Cell phones are wonderful until they're not. Don't get lost where there's no cell phone tower nearby. Miss Pan A&T a few times in a row and see how that works out for you. Worse than that, forget to charge up your phone. Or maybe lose your charger altogether. Just let your phone run out of juice and you will be frantic until you can get back some more bars. We should be that frantic when we lose our connection with the true vine. We want life and we want it abundantly. But if we get cut off from our charger, which is Christ, we're lost to everything and everyone else. We do need energy. But Christ has the phone numbers we need to get in touch with the outside world. The Lord will supply us with phone cameras so we can see the world as it truly is. Many are slaves to their cell phones but want to render their lives completely to the Lord. I'm almost afraid to ask people which they would rather lose, their cell phone or their relationship with the true vine. A vineyard doesn't magically appear. We're here on this earth by God's design. We're not here by accident. We're children of God, created in God's image. We're planted in the Lord's vineyard for a special purpose in the building of his kingdom here on earth. Our story is familiar. In the beginning, the Lord created heaven and earth. He planted a beautiful vineyard for his humans, and he called it Eden. The true vine of Eden bore branches, and the branches yielded good fruit. With his own hands, the Lord tended the vineyard. No one could have done more for the vineyard to make it perfect. But the humans the Lord created turned bitter with resentment and misunderstanding, and they rebelled against the Lord. They separated themselves from the true vine and began to yield only wild grapes. The Lord could have become angry. He could have removed the hedge that protected the vineyard from danger so it would be trampled by a wild beast. He could have laid it waste and let briars and thorns grow up. He could have commanded the clouds to withhold their rains so nothing would grow. Instead, the true vine the Lord had planted in the center of his vineyard could not be destroyed. Its branches could not bear bad fruit.
All right.
Good fruit hangs heavy on the branches as a witness to the loving care of the owner. But in order for the branches to bear good fruit, the true vine had to submit to the cross. Our call and our ministry must always stand in the shadow of the cross of Christ. The only fruit that will last is a fruit that can view the cross from its branch. If the cross means anything to us at all, it means that God chose not to sit in heaven, removed from the pain and the difficult life of this world. It means that Christ came in the form of a human and entered into our ups and downs, our hopes and disappointments, the frailties and fault of our life in this world. The cross is evidence and testimony of just how much God already loves us. God's love is amazing because it changes the world. It changes the world inside and out. God's love makes clean the ones who are unclean in this world's eyes. God's love humbles the most mighty in this world's eyes. And when we're guilty in the world's eyes, God's love removes all our guilty stains. The Lord loves us first and last. Now what remains is for us to better love one another. The truth of life is found in the true vine. Let us be led to that truth before the hour is too late. Let us be led in the way we should go before the gate is closed. Let us offer to the Lord all that we are and all that we ever could be. The true vine is our refuge. We all must one day emerge from the darkness and admit that we're lost. We need the true vine. Every day, every hour, we need the Lord to bless us. Maybe someone here this morning will come to the Lord to be blessed. We invite you here this morning, come to the altar. Have the courage to walk down and lay it all out for the Lord. Lay everything before the Lord. The Lord will take care of your every need if you will try him and trust him. The door of the church remains open and Christ is waiting to receive you. Why don't you come? If you're looking for a church home, I invite you to join with the family of God here at Ebenezer, or we will help you find another church where you can worship and serve the same true vine. Please stand with me as we sing our hymn of invitation.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice thy power can please
has come today, but Jesus stands ready to receive you when you make up your mind. Let the church say amen.